player hating. It's not of a stereotype or of a plantation mentality. If many or few want to argue that it does not exist, let me ask this question. Why is Malcolm X dead? On February 21st, 1965, he was assassinated in New York City in Harlem. Plus, a very short time before his assassination, his house was firebombed. It took a lot of hate to not only firebomb Malcolm X's home, it also took a lot of hate to shoot Malcolm X down in front of his wife, his small children, and in front of all of his friends and followers that were there. Do face racism from outside the race, yes, but to this very day in 2009, disunity and player hating, yes, I'm also speaking of gang violence and dope pushing too. People who will instigate, start or pick or fight or kill someone just because someone accidentally bumped into them, stepped on their shoes, or spilled their drink. Yes, foolish nonsense, ignorance, stupidity, and hate. They're also thinking that they should be treated as with the questions and views that could potentially be raised, along with the questions and views that have already been raised. Pay attention, y'all. The player hating, the disunity, hate, jealousy is. However, is that the way it is, or is that the way that you want it to be? Man can choose between good and evil. You want to blame alcohol and drugs. Alcoholism and drug addictions can be cured, but only if the alcohol and drug addict wants to help themselves. Player hating, disunity, drugs, and alcohol addictions that are no different from the actual drug and alcohol addictions that tears people, families, and communities apart. Do you want to help yourself? Or do you choose to stay addicted to alcohol and drugs as in relation and context to the player hating, disunity, hate, jealousy, each other? You get sick of it all. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was awarded a national holiday here in the United States in 1983. So when are we all celebrating Dr. King legitimately, really understanding and agreeing with his ideas of love, unity, and social justice, or are we just and was awarded a national holiday? Think about who you really are and what you really stand for. Next question. If Dr. King were alive today, would you really accept him along with his views and his beliefs? Let's think about all of this, including when we celebrate Black History Month. Think about what happened to Malcolm X, including in the final days of what he and his family had to endure leading up to his assassination. In the words of John Lennon, give peace a chance, love, and stop the player hating and the disunity.